Barthel on Rod Laver Arena. The Adelaide 36ers have flogged the Brisbane Bullets 101-68 in last night's opening game of round 16 in the NBL. Jerome Randall again starred for the 36ers with 22 points. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The Sydney Carnival, with time-honoured classics, the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival, Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing at Rosehill Gardens, and the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships at Royal Randwick. Buy your Golden Carnival Pass and you can attend all 6 days for only $30. Visit www.theatc.com.au. The Sydney Carnival. The tradition continues.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the complete racing package every week. Sunday mornings at 9, the wrap reviews the week's racing with leading form analyst Paul Joyce.
We've done our form pretty quickly, you know, run the race through many times and come up with the right plan.
This Sunday, get the wash-up of Carrington Stakes Race Day with jockeys, trainers, stewards news and the time form ratings with Gary Crisp. Sunday morning at 9, the wrap. On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Heading back to school or uni, or just around the corner? Feng Li has got all your computing needs covered with fantastic bargains from all the best brands. Head into Feng Li today and grab a hot back to school and uni bargain while stocks last.
Hello? He's not breathing. He fell into the pool and he's...
Last summer, 14 children drowned in our backyard pools.
Hello?
A moment's distraction is all it takes.
Hang on, you're breaking up. Can't hear you. Hang on, I'm going to go inside.
Keep watch, no matter what. To learn more, search Royal Life Saving Australia.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
And at 10:06 with Sean Cosgrove this morning, we've got a big day of racing. Showcase meeting today at Tamworth. It'll be an absolute cracker. And Mal Hunt joins me now. Morning, Mal. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. The track should be looking in magnificent order there. Have all that work done, and how is it today?
Yes, it looks magnificent. We've had a big renovation done in October, and that's really matured now. It looks fabulous.
Have you had to pump much water, or have you been helped a little bit from above?
We had 10 mil of rain a bit over a week ago and 5 mil during the week, and, yeah, we've done a bit of irrigation, yeah.
All right, and today how will the track be, Mal?
It will be fabulous. It's a good 3, and we've got a nice fine day. A little bit of wind coming up, a little bit of light cloud coming in, but everything else is good.
All right, so officially rated as a good 3, the rail today?
If the rail is in the true position.
All right. And you'd imagine pretty good grass cover there at the moment, wouldn't you?
It's magnificent. We've got, it's a good 6 inches of grass, and it's 100% cover all over.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mal. Well, it looks like a fantastic day today for Tamworth. Hope all goes well for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mal. Mal Hunt there, track manager at Tamworth today, giving us the latest update. Now, we've got racing tonight at Canterbury, and Gavin Carmody's there joining us. Gary Harley. Sorry, Gary Harley joining us. How are you, Gary?
Cut it out, will you, Gavin?
Mate.
Carmody's the chauffeur today.
Oh, yeah, the screen at Gavin. I looked at the thing. So he's just driving today. That's all he's going to do.
No, he's working for Sky.
And he's your chauffeur.
Yes, he picked me up at Singleton, and Gav's got a hands-free phone, even though we haven't pulled over, whereas mine's not hands-free, so I told Leanne to ring us on this number.
And there we go.
You thought it was Gavin?
I thought it was Gav because Gav's name came up. See, but there I know the pair of you are snuggled up together on the front seat of his little Volkswagen. So that's magnificent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. I just fit it in, I can tell you.
Yeah,
squeezed it in here.
The baby on the shoe on to get you in, Gaz. Now, the first 3-year-old maiden over 1,000. Put out 2 Hamano and 7 Barry's Baconi. Now, 4 Lara Brooks, 440. 12 My Little Beavers, 5. 8 Caliente D'Oro, 550. 10 Crystal Lulu, 11 Love for Willow, both $6. 5 The Lion, $11. 1 Chatterers, and also 13 Wanting You, and 14 Matilda, 15. We have $26, 9 Copperendi, then 3 It's a Joke, and 6 Artemis, both $61.
Yeah, it's a big program. It's a massive program, this showcase. Big pearls. day long, $30,000 every race, plus a $40,000 race. First day too, short of the Country Music Festival, and the traffic looks that way going up. They start rolling in up the New England Highway here on the way to Tamworth, and they come from all over Australia, as you know.
Mm.
And these race meetings during the Country Music Carnival are very popular. Look, I like number 10, Crystal Lulu, owned by Graham Holly. Graham bred the horse, and Peter Bloomfield trains this one, this bay filly, at Scone. Gibbo's going to ride her. She's only had the one run, and that was at Cessnock back on the 19th of July, and Viatrix won the race. She runs second, got beat about 1.8. She's running midfield in the race and got to the line pretty good. Now, she's first up today without a trial, but he's a very good conditioner, Peter, and I think she'll be very hard to beat with. Crystal Lulu and Barrier 6 is a nice barrier for her. Number 4, Lala Brooks, a first starter, trained by Clint Lundo. Greg Ryan to ride. Clint coming over from Dubbo. The horse won a trial at Gilgandra recently and well and truly in the market. In fact, it's favourite on that tab.com market that you gave over. And number 11, Love for Willow, first starter of Rod Northam's. It'll be ridden by Daniel Northey. The trial was okay. Not many in the trial, but won the trial easily at Scone. And number 8, best of the others, Calliant Dioro. Barry Lockwood down to Queensland. Barry used to train at Tamworth, of course. Been in a few places, Matt. But this horse failed at Eagle Farm last start. I think it'll be 4 lengths. And was obviously trained out in the west or in the New England area before Barry got hold of her. So the numbers are 10, 4, 11 and 8.
Rightio, the next event, 2 Sports Tycoon, 5 Otis Thielis, and number 13, Saturn, come out. Now, 7 Dynamic Arms, 360, just out of 3, Tantatnova, 390, 9 Mashani Astana, $8, 6 Stoker O'Brien is 10, along with 11 Prepare for War, 1 Miel Segosia, and 8 Lucky Show, both 11, 4 Knight's Tale, 14, 10 One Fine Cat, 15, 14 Supercharge, 16, and 12 Queen Majesty, 23.
I think Tantatnova's got a good chance here, number 3. Paddy Cunningham, coming down from Glen Innes. Now, the horse has placed its last two at Glen Innes and in Burrell. And on both occasions, it got a mile back over 1,400. Now, it goes to the mile today, may not get as far back. But in those two 1,400s, this four-year-old's been very, very strong late, Sean. And I think he's very hard to beat him. Terry Price will avoid him, got a nice barrier. Terry should be able to put him wherever he wants him. And I think he is the one to beat. Number 7, Dynamic Arm. He ran fourth at Wine the other day behind his father, was California Fortune. I think it was just beaten in town on Wednesday. Did get beat over 5 lengths, however. But prior to that, was only beaten a half neck at Scone by Crystal Bear. Dan Bowen's got it, not drawn too bad. I think it'll be hard to beat in the race here with Alison Treadwell aboard. Number 9, Mashani is starter for Stephen Dixon. I'll give it a chance of certainly running into a hole here after running a place last start at Kempsey. And at number 1, Miel Segosia, trained at Scone by Simon Casey. Went ordinary at Scone the other day, but the run before, or the two runs before, both at Scone were good, when it run third in net effect and then run 50 Yeoman, beating about 3 lengths on both occasions. When I say the runs were good, for this class of race, they were. 3, 7, 9, and 1, short.
Third event, Gary. We put out the 3, as good as it gets. Number 8, our Minion, 380. 1, Cool Prince, and 4, King Kestrel, both $4. Then a gap to 2, Dubali at $10. 6, Star Darcy, 12. 7, Bonnie Sarr, and also 10. Classic Attitude, 13. $14, 9, Brave Maiden. 5, Cash to Space, 16. And 31 for Gravity Force, Yamanana, 34.
It's my only special for the day, the best bet, number 4, King Kestrel. Les Roberts trains him at Musselbrook, and he ran a very good race here the other day at Tamworth when he ran second to Dan Roy, beat only a header or so. He led all the way that day and got nailed right on the line. Now, prior to that, he ran fifth at Scone to the informed Princess May, beaten 2.5. He's a front runner. He led here the other day, was running second all the way at Scone behind Princess May. He's got Barrier 1 and Greg Ryan. He'll either lead or sit just behind the leader. I thought he was a good pick today. Number one, Cool Prince, goes good in the same race the other day at Tamworth as King Kestrel. King Kestrel just beat at home. But the worry with Cool Prince today is the 11th barrier, drawn out wide. But has got a bit of speed. I reckon Sophie Young will come across from 11, try and take up a position close to the lead. Number eight, Al Madan's going very well. Four placings in its last five, drawn a bit awkwardly. And number two, Diwali's got good speed, a last start winner at Crendi. For the best bet to beat 1-8 and 2.
Okay, the next we put out two, Le Chiffre, number 12, Hill of Tara, 17 by Chinny Chin Chin at 18 half penny. Favourite here, 14 Snippets of Bar, $2.80, a gap then to one Bullet Kid, and it's at $6, 7 Siltscape at $6.50, 6 Max Reward, $9.50, 11 Bromondo, 10, we go to 14 Yule Do, $16, 17 for 3 Time to Reminisce, 10 So Wonderful, $18, 15 Excellent Giveaway, and then it's sort of 20 or better the rest of them, Gary.
I like the favourite, mate, Snippets Abba, or Abar. It's only had the two runs from third or four around the boo. Got me to length up there when it was a good odds behind Secret City, December 17th. Then it come to Tamworth, chased home the smart painted lady of Paul Perry, who's going to be fancied in a race at Newcastle tomorrow. Now, it was only beaten 1.8, led in the race, and painted lady was a bit too good. Rachel rode this horse, painted lady, run it down in the last bit to win. Now, today, Rachel Murray writes again, got a lovely barrier, will take up a position, and that is vital around Tamworth. I think it'll be very hard to beat the number 14, Snippets, a bar. One Bullet Kid is going well, got a terrible barrier. Under the horse is going well for Craig Martin, three placings in a row, two at Tamworth and one at Armidale. It'll just be off the speed, I think. Peter Graham has any luck on it, it'll run some sort of a race. Six Max Reward, went a right first step and it runs second. Good to see Courtney Vanderwerf back.
Yeah.
She broke a leg, I think Courtney was telling me, 6 months ago in a track accident, riding work, I think, for the Snowdens. And her partner, Travis Wolfgang, Wolfgang works a lot for the Snowdens. And I noticed the last week, I think she's just come back. I saw she's got a ride for Peter and Paul Snowden at either Newcastle or Wild at the weekend, and she's back up here in Tamworth where she rode plenty of winners too. She was apprenticed to Greg Benefit at one stage in this area, and she's riding Max Reward. I thought it had an each-way hope after running second at Taree the other day. Number 7, Siltscape, the Sea Grills and Greg Wright. 14-1, 6 and 7 in race number 4.
Now, the next three, Dan Roy, 7 Fancy Knickers, 8 Snappy 1, 9 Cool Prince, 15 Almanar, come out of race 5. 2 Cavitation, 320, 6 Coming in Hot, 370, 1 Exemption, 420. Then out to 10 Flaming Commodity at 10, along with 11 Brinsbella. 5 Oakfield Invader, 11. Then we go 17 or better for the others, Gary.
I like the horse from the west here, number 6, Coming in Hot. Dustin Stanley's got him at Dunno, Greg Ryan will ride. Got a tricky draw. But if it has any luck, I think it'll be very hard to beat it. Gil Gander went a last start. Led most of the way, Gil Gander, the apprentice rode it there, Chris Williams. But at Rosehill, two starts back, was beaten 4 lengths by Distinctive Look of the Highway. And prior to that, at Randwick, going to beat 2.8 the Highway for Grand Rouge. Won a Dubbo 4 runs back. Very, very good form for a race. But the only drawback is the barrier. If it has any luck, I think it could win. 2 Cavitations flying at the moment. One easy at Armidale, then run second at Inverell, just beaten. The horses trained up at Inverell by Bill Perrin, and Matty McGurran will ride for that good barrier. He'll give it every chance. One Exemption, well, down a bit in class, running the Glen Innes Cup the other day. Got beat about 2.7. Rachel Murray's going to ride for barrier 1. Going to get a lovely, lovely run. I certainly give it a chance in the race. In number 10, best for the others here, which is Flaming Commodity. Like the run the other day down in the Hunter. And Jodie Wally, who rode a double at Scone, she's aboard today. 6-2, 1-10.
All right, we go to race 6, and here I put a line through 1 Motivate, number 2 Oakfield Tycoon, 5 Ghetto Boy, 10 Painted Lady, 16 White Eagle, and 17 Broback. Now, number 9 Menicky Bell is $3.20. 7 Tanika, $4.60, 4 Adelie, $5.50, 3 Trades Hall, $6.50, 11 Valbeta at $8, number 12 Escort Ali at $12, We got 13 Dixie Rouge at 13, then 6 Parkinson 23. We go to 33s or better for the other four in it, Gary.
Goes all right, Sadiqa, one of Greg Bennett's, number 7. 5-year-old man. Now, I think I'm on the ball. I don't think I get mixed up. I think Chris Waller had her, and she came to Greg Bennett last prep or a bit longer back. One day I thought she ran a terrific race at Musselbrook with Blake Spigsrader. She came from second last, and she'd beat a head or a half head that day. I knew Ruler back in September. Then she went to Rosella, run fourth in the highway. I backed her that day. That's how I remember. She got beat 2.7 by distinctive look. Then she had another run in town, and Greg turned her out. She was over the top then. She trialled nicely at Scone recently. I know Greg's getting her ready. She'll be one of 4 or 5 country championship horses for Greg. She's got a lovely barrier. Molly Partridge, who is on loan to Greg at the moment, will claim 1.5. He comes in very well. Shawana, I think she'll be very hard to beat here, number 7, Sadiqa.
And young Molly Partridge is riding well, too.
Oh, yeah. Molly's a girl that's had a fair bit of experience up over on the coast with the prices at Warhope. And she came over to Greg looking for probably, you know, on loan, more opportunities with probably more meetings. And as you know, Bennett's a tremendous tutor of apprentices, like Rachel Murray and...
Courtney, you know, Vanderwerf.
Courtney, and there's been another couple of other ladies.
Cassie Furness.
Yep. Jockey's apprentice too, Greg, that have, you know, really run a lot of winners when they were there. And she saw the opportunity, and Greg told me the other day he's very, very happy with her. And she's a nice young lady, very pleasant young lady, and, you know, she presents herself well and rides well. So from barrier 4, mate, I thought it'd be very hard to beat. There is a few scratches because I know it went up $10 with Tab.com yesterday, but with the scratchings, particularly of Painted Lady and White Eagle, it's come right in at the betting to about $4.60. Great Hall's got a chance, got a lot of speed. He got beat here the other day, only just when he led, and he just got beat at Newcastle. 3 runs back in early December by Otter, a Godolphin horse when he led. She's got a lot of speed. She'll probably take up the running here, 1,200, and she's a big threat. Coming on, Menicky Bell. Warren Gavinlock's got her now. I think his father-in-law, Albert Stapleford, had her at one stage. But Albie's cut back, of course. In fact, I think he's still got a couple in work. But Menicky Bell went really good last start. Warren's got all his up the line now, Warren. He moved away from Gosford, and he's at Armidale. She ran second at Cost the other day and was only just beat Menicky Bell. And number 11, Bell beat her for Bob Milligan. 7-3, 9-11.
Right, our 11 Royal Engineer comes out of race 7. Now, 5 Sergeant Dokes and 6 Star Shaft equal, 350. Then out to 1 Capitano, 750. 2 Run Cannon Run at 850. 4 Mapmaker is 11. 8 Hamoon Boy, 14. 12 A Magic Zariz, 15. 9 Nico Slash, 16. Then it's 21 or better. Apart from those top two, it's very even with the rest of them by the looks, Gaz.
This is a real hot country race. The summer show, well, there's a showcase sprint. Gee, that's a good feel, Short. Sergeant Dokes has come back at his absolute top. He didn't go that well last time in because he don't like wet tracks either. He's a horse that won one of those English Classic 2-year-olds at Scone a couple of years back. He's 4-year-old now. And Rod Northern's got him. And Bubba Henry's going to ride him today. And she rode him first up here at Tamworth when he absolutely blew him away to beat Rado, subsequent city winner, in Opera Blue. Then he went to Warwick Farm and got beat just over a length by San Giovese and Machine Gun Jumps. Terrific ball. Went to Gilgandra the other day on that firm town track on the town, in the town plate, and run second. And an even money favourite behind Danny Slate. Back to Tamworth, where he's won his only start. Geez, I think he'd be hard to beat. Star Shaft has very good number 6. Tim McIntosh, Greg Ryan, won a highway. And the day he won the highway, that was at Roseville back in July. First up on the back of the Scone trial win. It'll run well for sure. Starcraft can get back, probably get back a bit, but nice and fresh. Might get back as far as I think. that it'll be strong late. One Capitano, big winner in Burrell, with 60 and a half on his back. Got 62 today. He's a quality horse for a country race. And number four, Mapmaker, he'll get back and really wants further. But first up, he'll be on the rail, back about midfield, and he will find the line. 5, 6, 1, and 4.
All right, now the final event, 6 Grammar School, 10 About Time, 14 Fickle Folly, 17 Onslow Out. Now here we've got 5 Three Hats and 13 Hesco Gold equal at 380, 9 Desert Marshall, 650, 4 Say You Know, $7, 7 Snippety Sip is 11, then out to 2 Settle the Future at 17, 3 Kyogle Town, 18, 16 Rockatorio at 19, and then it's sort of 21 or longer for the others.
Three Sheets, Return to His Best Ball. Three Hats, should I say, Return to His Best Ball. For a very good win the other day at Wyong. Now, he runs second at Wyong, 3 runs back. At 70-1 behind Tornadic in a real hot race. He's beaten about 2.25. Then he failed in 1200 at Wyong, and then he came back to Wyong the other day. And Ty England rode him back a bit early, and then he went up to be running third near in the home turn, and he went home better to win the race. Now, he's never raced in Capitol, but that won't matter. So, his barrier got Greg Wright. Now, he had the pick of where he raced him, the trainer, Alan Keogh. He accepted it at Tamworth, accepted it at Newcastle tomorrow, he accepted it at Wyong on Sunday, and decided that he would run here in this race at Tamworth because he has got a good barrier and he was able to get Greg Wright. I think he'll win up 1,200 metres. It's not a tough 1,200 at Tamworth. And that'll suit him. Number 9, Desert Marshall. A lot fitter for the run the other day. He's got barrier 1. I thought Luke Cumberland give it every chance here the other day. Now today, Rachel Murray will ride. Part owned by Bruce McHugh, this fella. He's trained by James Clement. And barrier 1, he's got to get a lovely run. 13, Hesco Gold's got a terrific chance. Racing very good for Bob and Glenn Milligan. Second at Rose Hill on the highway, behind the little racketeer. Then run second at Taree. Only beat 2 lengths at a highway at Canterbury Bell on the day. And number 4, So You Know. Surprised some, but not the connection. Went at one here the other day. 5, 9, 13, and 4.
All right. Now, what's your best here today, Gary?
Only the one, King Kestrel.
Yep.
Rank 3, number 4. King Kestrel, number rank 3, number 4 for Les Roberts. That's my best on the program, Sean.
All right. I might just get your quaddy numbers too, Gary, if that's okay. We'll get those for people who want to take a quaddy.
Only for you, Sean.
I know that.
Right. Oh, I tell you what I did. I boxed because of the wideness of the betting of the races. I thought, you know, they were tough races.
Yeah.
I boxed all 4 in each race.
Right.
First leg, 6, 2, 1, and 10. That's race 9. Race 6, 7, 3, 9, 11. Race 7, 5, 6, 1, 4. Race 8, 5, 9, 13, and 4.
Beautiful. Now, you know, you've actually created a first there today, Gaz. You're in the car with Gavin Carmody heading up there to work today for Sky Thoroughbred Central. And because you're using the Bluetooth in his Volkswagen there, this is a history-making moment. He has not said a word for half an hour.
What, Cavanaugh? No, you're right, man.
He's had to stay quiet for half an hour.
He's under strict instruction.
I tell you what, Cozzy, it's been under absolute suffering as well.
Well, the good thing is now you can relax, and it's Country Music Festival in Tamworth, and Gav, they'll be playing. This is one of your favourites, I believe. They'll be playing this there.
There was a red back on the toilet seat when I was there last night.
There you go, boys. You can sing that all the way as you go along there to Tamworth, the old Slim Cozzy. Whitman.
Cozzy, he's got his Harley, he's got his ukulele here, and he's boots scooting and tapping the foot away.
He gets there early, mate, to go for a drive up Peel Street.
Goodness me, you're waiting. He'll whip a harmonica out of the pocket. It'll be like the mobile road show with you two when you hit Tamworth.
And if it's a lean day on the punt, we'll be busking after the last.
Yeah, that's right, with the hat out.
There'll be no Maccas unless they take a credit card.
It'll be drive-through, all right. You won't stop to pay.
No, sure.
It'll be a drive off.
One little bit of interest for people might wonder why Robert Thompson's not riding in the showcase today in at Newcastle, Wyong, etc. Robert's flying to New Zealand today to ride in the Wellington Cup tomorrow.
Ah!
Yeah, for Liam Birchley. 2-mile race over there.
Fantastic.
So, And I think he might, I don't know, haven't spoken for a few days, but there's a chance he was going to ride again next Saturday over there. I think the Karaka Millions is on.
Yeah.
If so, he might have been going to stay for a week.
Gee whiz. So,
won't see his name in the book in the next few days at least around the area.
All right, good on you, Gaz. Gav, have a good day there. We look forward to seeing and hearing you on Sky Thoroughbred Central, and we'll get your late mail there through the day.
Right there, mate.
Good on you, Cozzy.
See you, Gavin Carmody there. He's the show for the day. With Gary Harley, I'd love to be sitting in the back seat listening to the conversation there. It's 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update news and sport with Gemma Cutting.
Thanks, Sean. I enjoyed that. Australia have won the third ODI against Pakistan to lead the five-match series 2-1. The Aussies won by 7 wickets, thanks largely to captain Steve Smith, who had an unbeaten 108 off 104 balls. The Big Bash continues tonight. The Brisbane Heat host the Melbourne Renegades. Former coach Boris Becker has criticised Novak Djokovic for lacking fight and playing too defensively after he was defeated by world number 117, Dennis Istomin, in 5 sets. It's the first time he's failed to make the third round of a major since Wimbledon in 2008. Melbourne City have cemented their place in the A-League top six after a 2-1 win over the Mariners. Tonight, Sydney FC play Adelaide United. And Swede Henrik Stenson has shot an 8-under par 64 to hold a two-shot lead after the first round of the Abu Dhabi Championship in the UAE. Jason Scribner is the best-placed Australian at 4-under. In other news, New South Wales Treasurer Gladys Berejiklian will throw her hat in the ring for the state's top job when Premier Mike Baird steps down next week. Transport Minister Andrew Constance is also believed to be sounding out support, while Planning Minister Rob Stokes is another possible contender. Donald Trump is expected to strike down the Trans-Pacific Partnership between the US, Australia, New Zealand and 9 other Pacific countries within hours of being sworn in as the 45th American president tomorrow. Trump has gone on record saying that deals will only be signed if they favour the US. A 47-year-old man has been killed by a 3.5-metre saltwater crocodile after he tried to wade across Cahill's Crossing in the Northern Territory. And up to 30 people, including 2 children, are missing after an avalanche swallowed up a 3-storey hotel in Italy. 2 men who were outside when the avalanche hit are the only ones so far to have been found alive more than 20 hours later. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the complete racing package every week. Sunday mornings at 9, the wrap reviews the week's racing with leading form analyst Paul Joyce.
We've done our form pretty quickly, you know, run the race through many times and come up with the right plan.
This Sunday, get the wash-up of Carrington Stakes Race Day with jockeys, trainers, stewards news and the time form ratings with Gary Chris. Sunday morning at 9, The Wrap, on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Whether you want to freight your horse from Karaka to Australia or freight your horse further afield from New Zealand or Australia, NZB Air Freight offers unrivaled service and expertise. Call the team at NZB Air Freight on 02-9667-2250. Choose NZB Air Freight for first-class service at economy rates. Call NZB Air Freight today, 02-9667-2250.
Friday night racing at Canterbury Park is back this summer.
Tonight, enjoy the thrill of live night racing on one of Australia's premier racecourses. No other venue takes you closer to the stars and all the racing action from the track. With a feature race every meeting, street food markets and entertainment for the kids, Canterbury Park is the place to be this summer. Plus, enjoy free entry and $5 tap beer and house wine. For more information, visit www.theatc.com.au.